This cluster of small one-story houses made of brick, corrugated iron and adobe is on the edge of the small mountain town of Iskuchaka. The Andes Mountains are rising all around us. The deep plum-coloured earth is dotted with eucalyptus trees and pine trees. Sitting outside the houses is a group of women wearing wide-brimmed hats, long skirts, woolen cardigans.
Hola, mucho gusto. Mucho gusto.
All of these women say they were forcibly sterilized. Josefina Quispe, now 56, says she was tricked.
One day I was cooking soup in my house. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Two nurses came to my door and said, come to the clinic just for a moment. We just want to talk about a few things. Taking both my arms, the two nurses took me away.
Josefina says she was put in an ambulance and taken miles away to a health centre in the district capital.
They put me in a room and shut me in. The nurses from my village were there. How many children do you have? They asked. 5, I said. For how long are you going to keep giving birth like a pig, like a guinea pig, they said. I started to cry. The other nurses were taking off my clothes and changed me into a white robe by force while I was crying.
She was given an injection, she says, and that was the last she knew until she woke up.
Me estaba doliendo todo mi cuerpo. A una sala me han empujado en un camilla. Ahí estaban las señoras.
My whole body was in such pain. They took me on a stretcher to another room where there were lots of women. Some were crying, some were shouting. I was so shocked, I was crying. I was saying, what's happened to me? What have they done to me?
In this province alone, 2,000 women say their fallopian tubes were tied without their consent. Most of the women were poor and indigenous. Their first language was Quechua, not Spanish. Concepción Contoy went to the district clinic to give birth.
Al momento de dar a luz había perdido la conciencia, ¿no? No me había desmayado.
When my son was born, I lost consciousness. I passed out. The next day at 6 or 7 in the morning, I came to. My husband came to visit me and I said to him, what have they done to me? I have a cut here. My husband went to the doctor to complain and they said to him, your wife needs vitamins, sign here.
Concepción's husband didn't realise that his signature was authorising the sterilisation of his wife. Both Concepción and Josefina have suffered chronic pain ever since.
Buenos días, señoras y señores. Mi nombre es Eduardo Ramos y seré su jefe de cabina en este vuelo. En nombre de ILC Perú,
I'm on a plane back to Lima now to find out whether former President Alberto Fujimori will ever face trial for this. In April, the state prosecutor ordered his indictment over forced sterilizations. Hello?
Buenas tardes. Sí, adelante.
Gracias. Marina Navarro is the executive director of Amnesty International in Peru.
This is a first step, which gives recognition to the women who were forcibly sterilized, which they've not had up to now. A formal charge has never been presented before. This is at the judicial level, but we must not forget about compensation either, because we are talking about thousands of women. Today, in Peru, there is a national registry of victims, of women, or people, who were sterilised against their will.
But even now, not everyone in Peru accepts there were forced sterilisations. Congressman Carlos Tubino belongs to the same party as former President Fujimori.
A través del gobierno en ese tiempo de Fujimori, no hubo ninguna orden.
The government did not issue any order in Fujimori's time in office. That's to say, if a person wanted to be sterilized, they did it of their own free will. If somebody sterilized a person who did not want to be sterilized, who's responsible? It's not the president of the republic. It's the doctor who did the operation, disregarding the orders of the government.
Former President Fujimori is now terminally ill and may never go to court for this. But the prosecutor's decision to indict him has given hope to thousands of women who want not just compensation, but recognition for the years of trauma they've suffered.
Maya charani pas chaita.